Rick, I'm sure that you're aware of the injury that placed Kerry Von Erich in an Oklahoma hospital. What's your response to that?
Well, I heard the rumor yesterday that Von Erich had been hurt, that the Great Kabuki, managed by Gary Hart, had caused Von Erich to enter a hospital in Oklahoma, have surgery on a knee, something's going to lay him up for 5 or 6 weeks. And my response to that is I'm tragic. I'm sorry to hear about it, but I'm an athlete that knows and is aware of the dangers and the risks in professional wrestling. And I say, if you're not tough enough to be in this sport, then stay home.
Now, it's been reported, Rick, that you placed a $10,000 bounty on all of the Von Erichs, and with Kerry Von Erich specifically targeted in that bounty. How do you respond to that charge?
Well, I don't know who reported that to you, but that's ridiculous. I'm a very wealthy man, and $10,000 wouldn't be anything to me. If I wanted it done, I'd have it done. It'd be done tomorrow, but that's a ridiculous charge. I'm a professional wrestler. I'm the world champion.
Now, Fritz Von Erich...
I don't need to have anybody do my work for me.
Okay, but Fritz Von Erich says that he has proof that you paid Gary Hart $10,000 for what happened to Kerry in Oklahoma.
Well, Fritz Von Erich's a frustrated man. You see, he'd like to see one of his boys be the world champion. Right now, Kerry is the shining star in the family. He'd like to see Kerry Von Erich defeat me and become the world heavyweight champion. And Fritz, I'm sorry, but that charge of him having proof that I had that done is ridiculous.
As you well know, Kerry Von Erich is going to be back in 5 to 6 weeks. And he says that he wants to wrestle you whether you're the champion or not. Will you give Kerry Von Erich a match?
Well, I'm the world champion. And rest assured, it won't be whether or not I will be the world champion in 5 or 6 weeks. And Kerry Von Erich, as great as the people in Texas may think you are, as great as you may think you are, as great as your father may think you are not in the class of Ric Flair. I'm a legend of my own time. 31 years old, filthy rich, custom made, and the greatest wrestler ever. Not of modern times, but of all time. If you want me in the ring, punk, and I'm hoping you'll have an opportunity to see this interview, you get a contract, you get it signed, you give me a little incentive, and I'll be there. Hallelujah.
I can't believe that it's real. Yeah. that make the world go round. Keeping you and loving you, laying all my troubles down. Best you can. But it don't take much for me before my cup runs over. All this love inside me, I believe there's going to be an explosion. Yeah, you talk to me, oh baby. Tell me all your troubles, yeah. And you won't ever have to worry, no. One more thing, you just can't trust everybody. Everybody you see, no, no, you'll find
thank you. nothing is written.
By your side, when you got a good friend, baby, stay right by your side. Give all your spare time, love and treat her right. I'm mistreating my baby, and I can't see no reason why. I'm mistreating my baby, but I can't see no reason why. Every time I think about it, I just wring my hand and cry. Wonder could I ever apologize, or would she sympathize with me? Would she sympathize with me? She's a brown-skinned woman, as sweet as a girlfriend can be. Babe, I may be right or wrong. Baby, it's your opinion. Oh, I may be right or wrong. Watch your close friend, baby. Then your enemies can't do you no harm. When you got a good friend, baby, stay right by your side. You got a good friend, that will stay right by your side. Give all of your spare time, love and treat her right.
Good luck to you, Gordon. I want you to remember now that it's 90% metal.
Okay.
If you can dance perfect, you can dodge the ball.
Come on, Gordon.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Okay,
I'm fine.
Back in the garage with my bullshit detail.
die, boy.
Of course, I could give you something I don't have.
A choice. Forget about me, Charlie. Forget about me, and I'll forget about you. What do you say, Charlie? Fool.
Nothing. I just had a nightmare.
Oh. You know, I had one last night. It was awful. I was at this white sale, and I suddenly realized I was stark naked. Now, what is it?
Nothing. Nothing. Just raccoons in the garbage can. Oh. Why don't you go back to sleep?
But, sweetie, what about your nightmare? Do you want a Valium?
I'm fine now. Honest.
Well, I do need my sleep. I start the night shift tomorrow. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's so bad for my complexion.
Night, Mom.
Thank you. Your mom give you quarters for video games? Well, cough them up. Hey, this one's cute, Frank. Look how cute she is, Frank.
Hey, Leroy, I think she likes you.
Hey, why don't you leave her alone? Hey, we'll give you our money if you want money. Hey, look, pal. Why don't you just let everyone go and keep me as a hostage, huh? Huh?
That's an idea, ain't it, Frank? No thanks. Oh! Shut up! It was self-defense.
Yo, Leroy, check out this pretty little thing. And the bitch got a dog. Hey, wait a minute. I think this bitch is blind.
Hey, are you sure she's blind, Frank?
Yeah, the bitch is blind.
Ow! Hey, what are you doing? Don't do that. Let go of me.
Yo, Leroy, you wanna walk this damn dog?
Yeah, sure, Frank.
Make everything all right. Just let me introduce you to Ben.
Ben!
Ben.
Nova!
Hey, Leroy. You know, I always did want to cornhole me a blind bitch. Ow! I'm gonna enjoy this. Yeah, this is gonna be nice. What the shit?
Oh.
Hey, it's all right. I'm not gonna hurt you. Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. But my dog, those men killed my dog. They shot my dog. Could you take me out of here, please? Please. I'll never make it by myself without my dog, please.
Okay, all right, but come on, let's go out the back way. Hey, don't worry. I won't hurt you. Come on, I'll help you up.
We'll be right back. 25th anniversary of WrestleMania, celebrating 25 years of historic WrestleMania moments. By 1990, WrestleMania had become global. Originally a festive fusion of Western culture, it had become a full-blown worldwide celebration. WrestleMania 6 was the first to physically cross international boundaries. Sky Dome in Toronto, Canada was the scene.
That's the pressure of wrestling in WrestleMania, is the world is watching.
It certainly
is. Everyone is watching.
67,678 citizens of the world gathered to bear witness to yet another historic event.
It's terrific. It's the best of athletics and theater. I've never seen anything so exciting.
And a giant graced us with his immense presence in the ring one final time.
Mark Coon and his partner, new tag team champions. Oh, he slapped the giant.
Wow.
Bobby Heenan making a grave mistake.
I guess you could say that Andre is no longer a member of the Heenan family, Jess.
And look at the ovation for Andre the Giant.
WrestleMania is the ultimate international happening. WrestleMania 6 was the stage for the ultimate challenge.
Champion against champion, title for title. This is what has brought 68,000 strong here to the Sky Dome, and they are ready. They've been cheering for the Hulkster. They've been cheering for the Warrior. What a confrontation.
The Ultimate Warrior was a shooting star personified, and this is where he burned brightest.
Here it is!
No! Oh, he moved out of the way! Look out, the big splash! One,
two!
He got him!
He got him!
We have a new World Wrestling Federation champion, the Ultimate Warrior!
Now seen in more than 60 countries and translated into 16 languages, this global phenomenon transcends the boundaries of language, culture, and borders. WrestleMania.
Someone's gonna show up.
Visions softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walk alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turn my collar to the cold and damp.